great singing. Definitely we got prayers this week. Going to be a busy week for all. If somebody needs anything, don't hesitate to call. I'll tell you what, God is good. Amen? Just for a little while, we won't be here long, but we need to. I was looking and trying to study, and I come across this, and I said, this will be a good nugget for us to just kind of meditate on a Wednesday night. Amen? Psalms 25. Psalms 25. Psalm of David. He says, number one, he says, unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Just for a little while, I'd like to preach on this just a little bit. Nuggets to live by. Brother Jared, why don't you open us up? In verse 1, I see, O David, the acknowledgement of the Lord, amen. It says, unto thee, he pointed it out. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. I'm going to tell you what tonight, you better figure out tonight who your Lord is. If you're not saved tonight, you better make him Lord before it's too late. He's knocking at your door tonight. Don't leave this building until you get it right. Amen. Oh, David knew. I want to tell you what. He had a battle. A man after God's own heart. But I'll tell you what. Throughout our Christian lives, we need to realize and really bank on and know that he is our Lord. Amen. He's not only the Lord of our salvation. He's the Lord of our past. Day in and day out. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Who you trusting tonight? David knew his Lord. He knew him as God, as Savior. And I'm going to tell you what, he acknowledged again that, look, he put his trust in this bank account, his concubines, his kingdom. No, he put his trust in the Lord. Let me not be ashamed. You know, I thought of that a little bit on this verse here. David was saying, let me not be ashamed. And, you know, it smote my heart. You know, I can go out in the world and I can talk about deer hunting. I can talk about worldly things just with ease. But it's something about sometimes talking about my Lord. It makes us back up a little bit, amen. Makes us maybe be just a little bit ashamed. And I'll tell you what, we should never be ashamed to talk about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. There's still a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And the world needs to know this, and they ought to see it and hear it coming out of our mouths and our lives. Amen. Never let us be ashamed. David said, let not my enemies triumph over me. I want to go ahead and remind you tonight that as Christians, we have many enemies. Amen. The world is not our friend. Amen. Neither is the world our home tonight. So I'll tell you what, if you think everybody in the world loves you, something's definitely wrong in your thinking, amen. You better make sure and be on guard at all times, because that devil's still walking to and fro. To and fro. Yea, let none of them that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. The world ought to be ashamed of themselves. Amen. They're not ashamed, but they ought to be. Show me thy past. Here again, acknowledge again, thy past. What past are we on tonight? There's many paths out there. The world will show you the path to go down. The colleges will show you a path to go down. The school system will show you a path to go down, but I promise you that path is not God's path, amen. It's a definite difference, and we need to realize that. It says, show me thy path, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in the truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. I'm going to tell you what, I look at that thing, and we ought to be praying these things tonight. God, show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. You know, if we really believe that and got that, I promise you, probably most of us would realize that we may not be going down the right path. We may not be wanting the real truth, amen, if we just really got down and dirty about it. You know, the closer you get to God, or the closer I get to God, or the more that I read the Word, it makes me feel filthy. If we'll be honest about it, His ways are not our ways. They ought to be, though. We ought to be walking down His paths, wanting to know His truths. You see what I'm saying here? On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies. Thank God for his mercies tonight. And thy loving kindnesses, for they have been forever of old. God's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And his mercies has always been there, and they will always be there for his people. Remember not the sins of thy youth. You know, David had a path, had a past. You got a past tonight? Boy, I do. David said, don't remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Now, most of us has got a bad past, some bad things, and I thank God for his forgiveness. We ought to thank God every day for his forgiveness. And David was saying, look, don't remember the sins of my youth. What about our sins from last week? What about our sins for this week? What about our sins for today? Amen. Let's go ahead and get it down where the rubber meets the road. You better be glad, and I'm so glad that we got a forgiving God. Amen. There is no place for sin, and yet we still sin, and yes, you do too. But there's no place for it, no excuse for it. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. There's no place in the Christian life of being just an old bully, cocky. No place. You know what? Each and every one of us would do good just to be a little more meek in our life. And boy, I need that. Amen. Yes, sir. All thy paths of the Lord are mercy. Yes, they are. And I thank God for that. And truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. You know, David didn't have a problem in going ahead and acknowledging who God was, in acknowledging he had a past, in acknowledging he needed God's help, amen. What man is he that feareth the Lord? That's a good question. Him shall he teach the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. You want to have the blessings of God tonight? Walk in his ways. Walk in his paths. Walk in his statutes. Put God where he needs to be, which should be number one in our life, amen, and not number two. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. You know, God smote me today, and I was thinking, man, you should have killed me again. We fear everything but God, amen. We fear our bills. We fear the world. We fear everything but who we are to be fearing, because God is in control. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. I want to leave you with this little verse right here. What is your eyes on? What is my eyes on tonight? Or may I put it to you this way? Do I look more to the world and what the world's got to offer than what the Lord has for us? Do I do more for the world and its gain than I do for the good Lord and what he's got for us in heaven? You know, that's a good question. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord. David acknowledged again, his eyes are set upon the Lord. You know, and the Bible teaches us that, you know what? He'll direct our paths. We just have to be obedient servants and get in our place, and this is for me also. Keep your eyes on the Lord, and he'll direct our paths. You get in trouble, you get snared up, God will either get you out of the snare or walk through you in the fire, amen? One way or the other, he's good. God bless you tonight. Let's stand. Nathan dismisses.